This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I will call the Public Utilities Commission meeting to order. This is Chairman Nelson. I have with me Commissioners Hansen and Feagin. It is our December 20th meeting. Is there a motion regarding the minutes from the December 6th meeting?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Commission approve the minutes from the December 6, 2016 meeting.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to Consumer Reports and Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. The Commission received a total of 103 contacts since the last report was prepared for the December 6, 2016 Commission meeting. 17 of the contacts involved telecommunication service, 23 of the contacts involved electric service, 33 of the contacts related to natural gas service, 6 contacts related to wireless service, 6 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, 1 contact was related to one call, and 17 contacts were related to issues not regulated by the PUC. We still have 2 open complaints in 2014, and I have 1,471 of the 1,498 complaints received in 2016 have been resolved.
Thank you. Questions from the Commission? Natural gas complaints, obviously higher than normal. Are a lot of those related to the farm tap situation?
19 of those were related to
And that. Are you encouraging those folks to submit written comments to us?
Yes, we are.
Excellent. Excellent. That way we can see and consider that. Thank you. Other questions? Seeing none, thanks, Deb. Well, that brings us to EL 16-032 in the matter of the petition of Northern States Power Company doing business as XL Energy for approval of its 2017 Infrastructure Rider Project Eligibility and Factor Update. And the question is, shall the Commission approve the proposed projects as eligible for recovery and approve the Infrastructure Rider Adjustment Factor of 0.005332 per kilowatt hour and revised tariff sheet with an effective date of January 1st, 2017? And with that, I will go to XL.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, fellow commissioners and staff. My name is Eric Pauly. I am the Community Relations Manager for XL Energy in South Dakota. I'm here today to represent the company regarding our 2017 Infrastructure Rider. Also joining me on the line today from XL Energy is Rebecca Eilers, Thomas Kramer, and Stephen Kolbeck. And we appreciate all the hard work that the commission and staff have put into reviewing this filing. And at this time, XL Energy would respectfully ask for commission approval. We'll stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. And staff.
Thank you. This is Brittany Malhoff for staff. Staff has reviewed the filing, and we filed a memo on December 13th, and we would recommend the commission approve the proposed projects as eligible for recovery and approve the infrastructure rider adjustment factor of $0.005332 per kWh and the revised tariff sheet with an effective date of January 1st, 2017. Thank you.
Questions from the commission. Seeing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in EL 16-032, move that the commission approve the proposed projects as eligible for recovery and approval of the infrastructure rider adjustment factor of 0.005332 per kilowatt hour and revised tariff sheets as an effective date January 1st, 2017.
Discussion on the motion.
I think all of us can see that it costs an incredible amount of money to keep our infrastructure at a level of reliability, but I'm appreciative of XL Energy continuing to upgrade their equipment to make sure that we have reliability in South Dakota.
Additional discussion. Seeing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. XL folks, thanks for being on the line.
Thank you.
Thank you.
EL 16-039, in the matter of the application of Black Hills Power, Inc., doing business as Black Hills Energy for approval to extend the filing date of its vegetation Management Annual Report. And the question is, shall we extend it to April 30th, 2017? And with that, I will go to Black Hills.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson, commissioners, and staff. I'm Jason Kyle, the manager of regulatory for Black Hills Power. Docket EL16-039 is Black Hills' application seeking approval for the commission to extend its filing date of its vegetation management annual report. The foundation for the request is that Black Hills has made significant progress towards completing the current trim cycle within the targeted 2017 timeframe. And the company anticipates that the remaining work to be completed will be done in early 2017. In the company's last filing regarding vegetation management, Black Hills had a total of 1,212 line miles to be cleared that were targeted for the 2016 and 2017 timeframe. During the first 11 months of 2016, the company trimmed a total of 833 line miles, leaving a balance of only 379 line miles to be trimmed in December and Q1 of 2017. During the 2016 timeframe, the company employed an average of 25 crews through November and projects that the 25 crews will remain on task through Q1 of 2017. If the company's forecast holds, all line miles will be completed at the end of the Q1 of 2017. With that said, Black Hills respectfully requests that the commission issue an order approving the extension until April 30th of 2017, and we thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you, staff.
Thank you. This is Brittany Malhoff for staff. Staff does not object to the company's request, and we would recommend approval.
Questions from the commission? I've got one for Mr. Kyle. I mean, it just seems to me that doing the trimming in the middle of winter has got to be immeasurably more difficult than other months in the year. Is that accurate?
Yeah, the way we've approached that, Chairman, is we've got most of the difficult stuff done. We got line miles, you know, within Rapid City, and hopefully the weather is not going to provide us too much trouble.
Okay. Additional questions?
Mr. Thurber, have any?
Seeing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in EL16-039, I move that the Commission approved Black Hills Power Incorporated, doing business as Black Hills Energy's, request for an extension to file its annual report until April 30th, 2017.
Discussion on the motion. I'll simply say, I mean, normally I don't like to push things off, but it sounds to me like as long as they're making progress and can get kind of this current cycle wrapped up, it makes sense to extend the filing, so we'll certainly support. Additional discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Chairman.
GE 16-004, in the matter of the filing by Mid-American Energy Company for approval of its proposed energy efficiency plan for 2017. And we'll go to the folks from Mid-American.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. This is Jennifer Moore of Mid-American Energy Company. On November 14th, Mid-American filed its 2017 energy efficiency plan update. Mid-American proposed to change the budgets to include rebates for furnaces, ground heat source heat pumps, and lighting measures. Staff did a fantastic job of quickly reviewing this, and the overview is outlined in their staff memorandum. So with that, I'd just like to thank the commission for their consideration and moving this along so it can be completed by the end of the year. And I have with me Chuck Ray, Cade Simmons, and Tina Yoder if there are any specific questions about some of the program updates that we have made.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. This is Darren Carney for staff. This filing is just updating the fifth year of a five-year plan that was approved in docket GE12-005, and the company, like what Ms. Moore indicated, is asking to increase budgets to include ground source heat pump rebates and furnace rebates, as well as expand the lighting non-residential electric equipment budget for additional lighting rebates. On December 16th, staff filed our memo recommending approval of the plan as filed, and we're available for any questions.
Thank you. Questions from the commission. Commissioner Feagin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, a question for MidAmerican on the furnace rebates. Could you tell me the trend of rebates that you've had? Have you had the program 4 years? Because the first year you didn't have it, correct?
We've had it for 4 years in this plan, yes.
All right. Could you tell me the trend of, like, I think 1 year it was 1,300 rebates, or tell me the trend of those last 4 years?
I'm not sure I have that right in front of me, but let's see.
And, of course, I'm curious to see what type of impact our cutback on your rebate for furnaces to come in line with other companies in South Dakota, what type of impact that has had?
Okay, so we're regularly for 14, 15, and 16, we are still having a similar trend around the 1,800. I can provide you the specifics. I don't have those right in front of me today, but we can make sure we pass those out. But I will say that with the exception of the first year, which was 15 with the reduction to the $300, we had a slight decrease in participation, but we are at a similar level around 1,800 units for the last 2 years, for sure. I have that right, those years in front of me.
Okay, sure.
So
if you could file that with us, that would be great. I would like to see the trends of this program.
Year after year.
And the 4 years or whatever.
This is Darren Carney for staff, and I kind of outlined that in footnote 7 of my memo for participation levels. In 2013, they had 1,541 units rebated. 2014, they had 2,251 units rebated. 2015, they had 824 units. And then in 2016, to date, they've had 1,618 units.
And Mr. Carney, do you know if 2014 bump up was because of some type of year-end, or were there any rebates that were really from different years that were paid in 14? Or
I have not looked at the reason for why the high participation levels in 2014. I believe there was a flood at one point somewhere in there that might have attributed to some customers taking advantage of the rebate. I can't remember if that's 2013 or 2014 when that occurred. But
because I remember in one of the filings, and I think it was 14, that we paid for extra rebates beyond the budget or something to that extent.
Commissioner, that is correct. This is Tina Yoder. In 14, we have a slight carryover from 13 because we do allow 13 rebate applications to be submitted through March of the following year. And, well, that was January then, sorry, January 31st for that year. And then with the announcement of the change of the furnace rebate in 14, or for 15 going to $300, then, of course, there was that push that came in at the end of the year for those people wanting to capture the $600 rebate instead of the new rebate of $300 for 15.
Okay, so there's certainly some variables, so the picture's kind of hard to see, actually, but thank you. Also, it was hard for me to find, like, the detailed results of the detailed programs, like the total resource cost per program. It looks like they're aggregated into, like, non-residential equipment and et cetera, but it doesn't break it down to each item. Could you help me with that?
We have to come
benefit with each program. We have
in the this is Chuck Ray with MidAmerican. Normally, we do just report the TRC results and the test results by program. So you would see residential equipment, residential audit, so on and so forth. We generally don't report those ratios by measure in the annual reports, although we certainly could. And there is some information in the staff memorandum that discusses TRC test results for specific measures. I do recall that there were some data requests from staff in that regard. We can put together something a little more formal if you would like to see that.
Thank you, Mr. Ray. It seems like with our other filings that we have, we look more at we look at it very detailed, and to see if anything is subsidizing another rebate or another program. And we always like to look to make sure that we're not cross subsidizing. Also, on the electric non-residential equipment, I see a 0.88 on TRC. Can you help me with that?
Do you have a specific area of the filing that you're looking at?
Oh, I looked at a spreadsheet, and I was looking at a tab at the bottom, and
like
it was
Exhibit A.
Non-residential equipment for electric, and it just showed the TRC as 0.88. I could go look on where I found that. I just took notes.
We would have to look for that, too. It's not obvious from any of the information in front of us what you're looking at. So,
okay, I'll look into that and see if I can, after the other commissioners have questions, I'll see if I can find that.
If this is Chairman Nelson, I could just jump in. Was that the TRC you were looking at or ratepayer impact?
I thought it was the TRC, but I could have.
Okay, I found the spreadsheet with the ratepayer impact of 0.88, but so I don't know if that's.
Maybe I'm
it's the spreadsheet in response to DataCrest 1-4, and I'm on the last tab, non-res furnace solo.
Right. So this is Kate Simmons, MidAmerican Energy. Non-residential furnace, independent of any other program activity, has a ratepayer impact score of 0.88. The TRC is a 1.41. The program total, those were the individual results. These were the selected items that were asked for by Darren. I'm working on pulling up the total program right now. Bear with me just a moment. Non-residential equipment in total has a 4.81 total resource test for 2017. That would be our estimate. And the ratepayer impact test would still be a 1.21, but we are looking at a TRC of 4.8 for the total non-residential equipment electric program as a whole.
I'll keep looking because I might have, like Commissioner Nelson said, I might have looked at the wrong column. So I'll keep looking. Thank you.
No problem. Let us know.
Additional commissioner questions? Seeing none, is there a motion? I will move in GE 16-004 that the Commission approve the requested modifications to MidAmerica Energy Company's 2017 Energy Efficiency Plan. Discussion on the motion. First of all, Darren, thank you again for your always excellent memo. And the other thing that amazes me is I read through these filings, I come up with my list of questions, and then I go to staff data requests, and you mimic my list of questions. And so I appreciate your asking those up front and getting those answers for us. It looks to me like there's really not any substantive change from 2016 to 2017. It looks to me like we may have kind of gotten these rebate levels into the right area. And so I'm good for another year in this same category. Additional discussion. Hearing none. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That brings us to GE 16-005 in the matter of the filing by Northwestern Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy for approval of 2017 South Dakota Demand Side Management Plan. And the question is, shall the commission suspend Northwestern Energy's proposed 2017 Demand Side Management Plan effective with an effective date of March 1st, 2017 and authorize the current gas and electric energy efficiency adjustment rates to remain in effect until otherwise ordered by the commission, or how shall the commission proceed? And I will go to staff.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. This is Darren Carney for staff. Staff filed a letter requesting the commission suspend the 2017 DSM plan for Northwestern in order to allow us additional time to review the filing. In essence, on November 18th, Northwestern filed their plan for 2017 and requested an effective date of January 1st, which staff reviewed and had additional questions that we felt needed additional time in order to get the answers to. So therefore, we're just requesting the commission to suspend the 2017 DSM program while at the same time leave the current energy efficiency recovery rates in effect. Reason for the need for additional discovery is threefold. First, it's based on the historic program TRC results over the first 2 years. They weren't as high as what staff would hope they would have been. Second, in the residential programs for the 2017 DSM program, the TRC scores are forecasted to be less than one, and far, far well below one. And so we have concerns with the residential electric program on that end, and we need additional information to figure out what's driving those TRC scores so low. And third, staff needs additional time to review the structure of this DSM plan. Northwestern's plan is unique within South Dakota, where they use a third-party contractor to implement the program, and other utilities internalize the programs and use internal staff to manage the programs. And so we need to understand what the costs are for having a contractor run a program, what the overheads are, and try to figure out what can be done to this program to make in particular the residential rebates or the residential programs cost effective, as well as the entire portfolio provide stronger TRC scores. So we're just asking the commission to suspend the program for 2 months so that we can have the time to dig into those questions. And we appreciate your approval. Thank you.
And we'll go to Northwestern.
Good morning. This is Danny Williams from Northwestern Energy. I'm the manager of Regulatory Support Services. Just like to say good morning to Chairman Nelson, Commissioners Fegan and Hansen. We did file our plan on November 18th for the 2017 DSM plan. We have been in contact with Commission staff to work through some of the details and questions that they have regarding the proposed plan. We would be okay to work through those details and suspend the programs for 2 months, hoping in a way to extend the rates that we have right now so that we have a way to pay DNVGL for, which is our third-party program implementation contractor, for the work that they do in the interim. So they would still be answering phone calls with regards to the 2017 program. They've been keeping a list of customers for us who are interested in the details of the 2017 program, and so we would just like a way to be able to continue to work with them as Northwestern does not have the infrastructure or resources to run these rebate programs by ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the commission. I'm going to start. Mr. Carney, I am not fully understanding what suspend means. I've heard what you've said. I've heard what the company just said. In my mind, those two things are not meshing. Please explain what suspend means.
Currently, there's a 2016 plan that I believe is almost at budget, or if not, exceed budget. So that plan would stop as of December 31st, 2016. Suspension of the 2017 plan and staff size means that there's no budget approved at all for any expenses that are incurred between January 1 through March 1, unless those expenses are coming in as a leg to the 2016 budget and applied to the 2016 budget, if that makes sense. That's what staff views as that. As what the suspension means. As far as the rates, staff would look at the tracker account to make sure that no expenses are being recorded and that only recoveries are being accrued during the suspension period.
So, but we would continue to have the customers pay the DSM surcharge. Does that cause any concern that customers are paying that while not having an opportunity to access programs?
I could see where there is some concern if they have some, if they go to try to procure a rebate and it's not available, yet they still have a charge on their bill. However, staff feels it's best to take the time to review the program for 2017 in order to make sure it's cost-effective in the long run. The tracker account balances will be credited back to the customer, or the balances will decrease if there's a current under-recovery in the programs. So ultimately, the customers are going to be held harmless, but I can see from the public perception where it could be an issue if they're being charged a DSM rate and not have the programs available for a few months.
And you heard Ms. Williams talk about them keeping paying the contractor. And so any of those payments that Northwestern would choose to make to the contractor during the suspended time would have to come from their shareholders. Is that correct?
That is staff's understanding, and if they wanted to try to recapture those in a future budget proposal, I mean, they can try to do that, and the commission can consider it at that time. But staff believes that based on the results of the year one and year two program and the amount of incentive that the company has received for for energy savings that didn't meet our expectations, that the company can incur those costs and use those incentives that they received from year one and year two to help offset that.
Thank you. Additional commissioner questions? Seeing none, is there a motion? I will move in GE 16-005 that the Commission suspend Northwestern Energy's proposed 2017 DSM plan effective date until March 1st, 2017, and authorize the current gas and electric energy efficiency adjustment rates to remain in effect until otherwise ordered by the Commission. Discussion on the motion. Well, it's obviously no surprise that I've had deep concerns about this program from day one and have opposed this program from day one because of those concerns. I want to commend staff for taking a fairly bold step of bringing this to our attention and saying, hey, it's time for a timeout to give staff appropriate opportunity to dig further into this and see if you can figure out what's really wrong here and if it's salvageable or if it's not. I asked staff the question about the fact we're going to continue to recover from ratepayers. I'm satisfied with the answer because if at the end of the day we don't figure out a way for this program to go forward, those dollars are going to go right back to the folks that they came from. We can obviously do that. But I think taking a time out at this point to allow staff to dig into this and see if there's anything salvageable here would be the right thing to do. Additional commissioner comment.
Just to echo what Commissioner Nelson has already said, I certainly appreciate Mr. Carney and taking a break. And I was very reluctant when I voted for this in the beginning, but I wanted to extend grace to see if the programs can do the job that we need them to do. So it will be interesting to see what Mr. Carney's staff memo and his data requests will be the next couple months and see what we will have on March 1st or after.
Additional commissioner discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. And I think the only pertinent announcement is the next regular meeting will be Tuesday, January 3rd. And note, the time will be 1:30, a different time. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. All in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned.